Hello, welcome you guys. It's Karina with Gems, and this is my new series. I'm interviewing a ton of people online, in person. This is my first Zoom chat interview. I have had him on my Instagram if you want to check out my reels. I don't know if I still have it up. I think I might still have it up. But he will introduce himself. We're just going to talk and vibe because we're internet friends and we've been friends for, I would say, like 3 years now. Like, we just kind of talk on the phone sometimes and give each other advice, and it's very needed when we do. So, introduce yourself.
Hey guys, this is Emperor Indigo. I am here with Karina with Gems. You know, we have done some collabs before, like on Instagram Live and things. And those were super cool, and those were a few years ago. It's been actually quite some time since me and Karina, you know, connected randomly. I don't even remember how we, like, officially met. I know it was through social media, but I don't remember, like, when it happened. I just remember we followed each other, and all of a sudden it was so effortless to, like, respond to each other and each other's content and like whatever. And then we were like, we should like talk and like create content too, and the rest is history.
Yes. And it was so natural too. I feel like our connection is very natural. I know he has, like he was telling me earlier, he has a lot of Aquarius placements, and my Mercury is in Aquarius, so you know, we connected through the web, so it kind of just makes sense with this new age stuff.
100%.
So how do you feel about astrology? Tell me your big three.
My big three. So, well, one, how do I feel about astrology?
Yeah.
Obviously love astrology. I am an astrologer myself. For the people who don't know, and will obviously be hearing this at whatever point, you know, this is shared. I do make astrology content on TikTok, so you guys can follow me at Emperor Indigo. But we love astrology. For me, one of my spiritual mentors that I had told Karina about a while ago, Kenshu, I don't know if you remember him from Twitter, but he said to always make sure that, like, whatever you're practicing, like, figuring out how it's connected to God, you know? And so I, like, sat with myself for a long time, really, like, wondering, like, okay, obviously God created astrology, you know, and stuff, so just, like, everything else. And I was like, so how does God, you know, like, show up in astrology and things? And I realized that astrology at the end of the day is like us being able to track the eternal cycles, you know what I mean? Like, we can track cycles well beyond times we'll be here, you know, like well beyond days we'll even see. And you can see the themes and the contrast and the possibilities that might come with those transits, you know, as we continue to evolve and things. And even we get to look at the past, you know, very like clearly and very like objectively with astrology. So yeah, we love astrology over here. It can be used for so many different things.
Yeah.
But big three. My big three is Leo rising, Capricorn sun, and Aquarius moon.
Oh, you're intense, huh?
Intense.
Because I forget you're Capricorn sometimes.
Yeah, and
Capricorns are rare.
On top of all that, I have a Scorpio Mars.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's a lot to dig into right there, huh? Because I've studied astrology for a long time, but nowadays I just kind of feel like I know a lot of, like, about the transits and about the houses. And also, when people tell me their placements, I kind of have to go back in my head, back to everything that I learned about.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. I feel like when we all were first learning these things, you know, or I won't say all, but you know what I mean? I feel like me and you, we definitely were going through, like, our spiritual awakenings around, you know, similar times. So when we're, like, all learning all these things and whatnot, I feel like at first, you're just taking it all in. Of course, you're processing it. You're trying to, like, apply it or see how it shows up in the world or in yourself. And then you become, like, more and more intentional with it, you know, and you're able to actually use it to, like, help yourself heal or see things clearly instead of, like, you know, feeling confused or things. And it just provides so much insight, you know, about yourself, about people around you, about relationships, even just experiences you're having, you know, it's like, oh, is that why, you know, this is manifesting in my life? Mm-hmm. Like, interesting, you know?
Yes, especially when it comes to the whole dating scene and compatibilities and all of that.
Oh, right.
It gets fun. I think
synastry is the most interesting thing because obviously people, you know, will just be like, oh, based on this one sign and this one sign, do we get along, you know? And I'm like, girl, you guys have to put your charts together because when you see how you like your charts are influencing one another, that's when you're really going to see how you guys connect. You know what I mean? Like, what do you connect on? What areas of life are connected together? What parts of, you know, your life does your partner activate? What areas of life do you activate in your partner's life? Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so much stuff.
And it just really goes into so much things, even like with the numerology and mm-hmm. all of your life path number and all of that. Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, you know, Shwin, I'm still, like, trying to grasp. So if anyone, you know, has any information on more, you know, this thing, I'll definitely be needing that. But human design, I don't know if you, like, ever got familiar with human design, but it's very similar to, like, it's not similar to numerology, but it's, like, a similar system in that way. And I guess it tells you more or less like how your energy operates. Like if it gives you like a chart of like a torso with the body, and then it like shows you all these different energetic pathways and like which ones are activated for you specifically. I don't know, it's very complex, and like I'm still trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, so what is this supposed to be telling me, you know what I mean, or giving me insight into? But so anyone with the human design stuff, hit us up because we need to figure that out.
Yes. Say, have you heard about, like, okay, do you believe in, like, having, like, a clear space is a clear mind? And, like, how you position things in your room or having a... Do you believe in having a TV in your room at all?
Okay, so all of the above, right? Let's talk about it. So, one, I definitely do believe in feng shui. I haven't looked too much into it. Like, the rules, let's say, you know, that feng shui specifically likes to promote and, you know, like advises with. But I have very much noticed in my own space that when I move things around or have things in different combinations, it definitely shifts my energy, you know, in different ways and provides different support or just renewal and things. Second thing, yes, definitely believe in the clean, like having clean space, clear mind. I think, I don't remember what book it was, but I was reading this book. It was, I think, around like psychology and stuff. But the professors and the doctors and the researchers in the book were just saying that often our environment around us is very reflective of what's going on internally. Mm-hmm. And they were directly talking about it as far as like having dirty spaces, like just like general cleanliness, you know what I mean? Like, especially people who like struggle, let's just say, with maybe mental health or just keeping up with like their space and things. Right. It's just very indicative that maybe your internal world is also a little chaotic or just hard to navigate, let's say that. Because it's not that it's necessarily bad, of course, but it's just indicative that there might be some form of struggle, you know? So, totally have seen that in myself and even just the people around me, you know, like when they're going through it, I've noticed that that is one of the things they have a hard time maintaining,
right?
Like their space and keeping it up, you know, and keeping up with everything. And I get it. I mean, life gets busy, you know, you're working, you're trying to socialize, trying to emotionally, mentally, physically navigate life. And yeah, the last thing you want to do is do your laundry, you know what I mean? Or do the dishes or whatever the case is, you know what I mean?
I feel like those are like no-brainer things to like knock out now before I even have my free time, alone time. Like, I'm like, I feel like I need to just get this. Like, it's something like a necessity now for me. In the past, it wasn't. Like, yeah, in the past, I guess my mind was more cluttered and all. And now I'm just like, I don't know. It's like there's a switch that happens, and I think it's just kind of like 100%. Adulting switch.
Right. And that's the thing, too. I think as we learn different tools and stuff that work for us, you know what I mean, on like how we can manage whatever we're feeling or thinking or, you know, just experiencing in general. And once you find those like tools for yourself, it's very much like that shift, that switch happens that you're talking mm-hmm. about. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, I can actually manage this. I just needed to take the time with myself to figure out what was going to work for me to help mm-hmm. me deal with this.
Yes. So is there any collaborations that you have coming up on anything or rebooting back, getting back into?
Yeah. I would say definitely making a return with my podcast. So me and Karina, actually, it's one of the first things we connected on was the fact that we both had a podcast and stuff. And we were both speaking and sharing and listening to each other's stuff. I had two things happen that kind of threw me off with like consistently doing that. When was this? I'd say around 2021, 2022-ish. The platform that I was using to record my podcast at the time ended up deleting my podcast completely. So I had to start fresh. Thankfully, all those old episodes are still on YouTube. I have them hidden right now because I wanted to start fresh. But, you know, if anyone's ever interested in, you know, that's something you guys want to hear, I can always, you know, make those public so anyone can go back. But that was one little obstacle, you know, that I had to overcome, you know, just not giving into the discouragement, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, wow, I had 60 plus episodes that I had created yeah. and things, and then all of that like gone, you know what I mean? Off all of, like different social media platforms and things. So I was like, let me not give into the discouragement. You know, it's just a redirection, of course. Right. And then I started creating anew, but it was very much in a time in my life where God was forcing me to sit down with myself and take a break, because when I was like establishing a lot of my things, it was just during times where I was also experiencing like very massive change in my life, in all areas of life. And I never really gave myself that moment to like be still, you know? And I thought I did, of course, but looking back, it was definitely not. I was on go for sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of survival energy in that aspect. But now that I've taken that time, you know, God has given me that time, literally probably like the last two years really, to sit with myself and like restructure my internal world. You know, now it's time to start sharing and expressing all that I've learned and all that I am still learning and things. So yeah, the podcast is coming back.
Yay.
Very, very soon. We're figuring all that out because I'm also taking it from strictly audio to now visual too.
Nice.
So, you know, God was kind of like, you need to show your face more. And I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. okay, I will. So I've been listening to that, you know. So it's kind of new for me in general too, like recording long-term visual like content, you yeah. know. I'm used to the like maybe like TikTok, of course, like mm-hmm. you know, 15 seconds to like 3 minutes, you know. I'm like, I'm used to that, like that's mm-hmm. normal for me. But to sit down and do like 20 minute episodes, you know, or more, you know, I was like, I gotta,
it's gonna be a breeze for you though,
all this stuff.
I feel like it's gonna be a breeze because you're used to talking at least, and you know how
right.
to keep up
which
a conversation
makes it easy.
Yeah,
and that's the first thing you have to do actually with a podcast up. Yeah. I guess that's like,
and you've already
you
had the guts
right?
to put yourself out there in different kinds of ways, so it's just kind of just like building you up in a way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been seeing not only for myself progress in content creation areas, I've been seeing people around me really step it up with the content and step it up with like just people have been creating really cool like mm-hmm. Visuals and areas where you can go record and sit at, which I find really interesting.
Yeah.
So like where's the space? Are you creating your own space? Do you have a space?
So that's actually been something that's been in the works for a little while, because I did kind of go through a few different spaces that, you know, like I found, and then, you know, just with different transits and different energies and people going through their own things and, you know, yada, yada, sometimes it just would fall through, and nothing negative, of course, like not even like conflict or anything, just more like slowly but surely, you know, it would just kind of dwindle off. So there hasn't been like a secure space that like has been more long term, but there is a space that one of my friends is creating. And so for anyone who's in the Connecticut area, or even just East Coast, because I mean, if you want to come up, come up. But she is very much creating a space that'll be having its grand opening rather soon. And when I have all the information, I'll be sharing more. But it's a safe space for all of that. You know, we'll be hosting different classes will be there, different community events and gatherings and like different offerings for services, you know, from spiritual things to even like real therapy with like therapists who obviously have their degrees and things like that and their medical training. So there's gonna be a lot of stuff going on in those spaces. So I'm super excited to start that. But yeah, so
that's okay.
It's gonna inevitably find a space will open up when the time is right.
Yeah.
So that's what it's kind of looking like as far as like creating sacred space. But I know some other people, like I said, with like my friend, who are creating sacred space. So I'm excited to see what she does and where that kind of, you know, helps a lot of people, you know.
So how do you feel right now at this point in your life right now? What are the highlights right now in your life?
Right now, the highlights, I'd say I feel very liberated from a lot of past conditioning and even trauma and things. Because, you know, like, there's always so many deep layers, you know, and obviously we've confronted a lot of stuff, like, in the past already, but, you know, as you continue to grow in things, you continue to see deeper into, like, just your past experiences and your current ones, and, yeah, it allows you to have a lot of insight, so I'd say that's one of the highlights. I feel like just confidence, too, in general, you know, like, definitely has boosted a lot over, you know, the past few years. And not that I wasn't confident before, but I do feel like the source of that confidence wasn't from a, like, genuine, authentic place, you know? And now I've had the time to establish that, really getting my confidence from God and where, like, I'm being led. And even just, like, the fact that I've been doing a lot of the stuff that I've been doing for, like, quite some time now, you know? So it's, like, there's not really anything to be hesitant on, so... And I feel like one of the biggest things I've been working with was really understanding, like, how long are you going to be in the in-between of your life? You know, like, how long are you going to, like, release the past but not be ready to step into the future? You know what I mean? Yeah. And once you have that, like, conversation with yourself, you just kind of realize that, like, the only time is now.
You got to step into it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just step into it and... see where it brings you, you know what I mean? Inevitably. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, a lot of us deal with, or I won't say a lot of us, I don't want to project it on everyone, of course, but I've seen a lot of people, myself included, deal with the, like, paralysis, decision paralysis, you know, where it's like, you're so overwhelmed with having all these different options or wanting to go in all these different directions, so you end up not making a decision at all, you know, and you kind of end up just feeling stagnant or stuck. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, the whole how long do you want to be in between your life and things really gave me that freedom from that, you know, just helping me to understand that all you have to do is just make a decision, you know what I mean? It's not, like, definitive, you know? It's not like if you make this decision now, like, you're doomed or you're stuck, you know what I mean, and whatever you chose. It's like you made a decision, you have an experience, and then you get to decide whether that experience is something you want to have again. Or something that you're like, okay, cool, maybe that was just a one-time thing or something I'm not really actually interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, how can you continue to shift the perspective of what's going on in your life, you know, to see it for what it is rather than what we want it to be, or like the other side of that, which would be like the victim mentality of like, oh, everything happens to me.
And that's why I feel like people are so prone to not making decisions, because then they're like, oh, well, life just happened. It's like, no, life passed you by. Like, you didn't just step into it. You don't know what could have happened. You don't know if you could have won. You don't know if you could have lost. You could have failed. If you could have met a lifelong friend. If you could have met a lifelong partner. Maybe if you even could have just moved across the state. Like, whatever it is, you know?
Yes, 100%. And I think, too, to get to that space that you just mentioned, because that's where we ultimately need to be, you know, just being open to like all the different ways that God can show up in your life, I think we have to really understand what our intentions are. You know, as far as like, let's just say like, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I want to move, or I want to go here, I want to do this. But it's from a place of like escapism and things, you know, it's not from that true space of like, I just want to experience life, you know, mm-hmm. I just want to experience something new and refreshing and something that'll really like maybe inspire me, you know, to keep going or to do something even bigger than what I thought. Yeah, a lot of people aren't moving from that space. So mm-hmm. I think it's like, they also don't make those decisions and stuff because what they're really wanting isn't even that. They just want to like heal and things, but aren't taking the necessary steps, mm-hmm. or like maybe they feel scared to, or whatever the case mm-hmm. is. I can't speak for people, of course, but
yeah, because I feel like you just never know who you meet. You never know, like, for mm-hmm. example, so when I used to work at my old job, I met this friend on, it was like a 50s night out kind of vibe, where, like, oh, nice. Everybody that was out was, like, dressed up in 50s. Mm-hmm. And I met this guy who was with his friend that's a girl. And they gave such good vibes to me. Like, they were good people. And we became friends for a short period of time, me and this guy. And then, you know, while I was pregnant, we outgrew each other. And we didn't talk for a couple of months. And then I found out he passed away.
Yeah.
And but our connection was so spiritual because we connected through God, through, you know, he knew he was going down the wrong path in life, but he wanted better for himself, and he wanted, and he would tell me what he wants in life for himself, and you know, and then he just passes away, and it's exactly why I cut him off as a friend, of the reason he passed.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was like, wow, like I had to, because I didn't know that could have been me with him, where what happened to him. Yeah,
100%. You never know. You really don't. And it goes back to what we were talking about before we started recording. But me and Karina were just talking about how, like, at this stage in our lives, and as you know, you continue to grow, you eventually reach a point with relationships where you don't want to be a liability to anyone, you know, in whatever form that means, you know, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, you know, spiritually, whatever the case is, you don't want to be a liability to anyone in your relationship. So, like, it's really important that we, you know, connect with people and build relationships, understanding that, you know, so then we can stop possibly putting people in, you know, predicaments and situations mm-hmm. that can honestly be avoided, you know, with the right mindset and the right, just making the right choices at the end of the day, you know, for yourself.
And I literally, damn, it's just such as like a thing that's just been kind of eating me up lately. Because it was such a beautiful day the other day, and I was like, damn, like, if he was still here. But my boyfriend was telling me he is still here, and he is with you, and
100%.
And it's just like, oh, you know?
I was going to say, I totally understand what you mean by that in general, because at least on my spiritual journey, it definitely started, it was initiated, let's say, with through death, you know what I mean? Through losing people. So I totally understand what you mean, but that's the right mindset. As long as you just continue to remember that, obviously, they are there with you, just in another form, you know? Like, you're good, you know what I mean? Like, they're still here. They're still, like, eternally with us. And even what you said in general, it just makes me realize, I just had this, like, it was like a download in meditation, let's say, the other day. But it was talking about how, like, people kind of also pass down their dreams to us in a way, mm-hmm. or like how our ancestors kind of pass down their dreams to us. And people have been able to make dreams out of nothing, you know what I mean? Out of the worst of circumstances, you know, the harshest of life, and still create the best of the best, you know? Mm-hmm. So I always kind of think of it like, even when people are passing, you know, it's like they're kind of passing their dreams on to us too, you know? Mm. And that's why it's like, we think about them so hard, like, oh, I wish they were here. Cause it's like,
that's interesting.
Right. We're operating with their energy still with us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I might have left, but you can still like fulfill all those good dreams and things that we talked about, you know, mm-hmm. and that we were like, oh, so excited and passionate about, you know, before mm-hmm. things got maybe a little hectic.
Yeah, I feel like I knew what he showed me. He kind of showed me like a little bit of like that adventurous side of life. Because mm-hmm. one time, I'm gonna say a little something. One time he took me downtown. All right. He took me downtown, and he was meeting a guy friend that he was dating. And okay. we were all walking around downtown, and it was just cute to see them open and happy together, and
right.
just being so free and like loving on each other. And it was just such a good, I'd never been around like such a happy, open people like that. Yes. Like I have, but they've always been hidden. Like they've always hid that mm-hmm. side of them. Not all the time, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. But with them, they were just, it's like, I don't know. It was a beautiful experience to experience his vulnerability, his freedom. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just have to give him his flowers yes. for that.
100%. It's really a gift to witness like people's lives, you know? It really is. Like I look around and it's like, I feel like I just hit a point where I'm like, I don't even necessarily love people because of the titles that they hold in my life, you know? I'm just loving on people because, like, we're all human, you know? And, like, we deserve to be loved, you know? Mm-hmm. Whether we know how to love or not, you know? Obviously, you still deserve it, you know what I mean? Whether it's something you're comfortable with or not, you still deserve it. Whether it's mm-hmm. something you are scared of or not, you know, you still deserve it. Like, at the end of the day, we all... it's like a birthright, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
even though it's not easy, it's still like, we all deserve that, you know? So getting to witness someone's life is really a gift, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
yeah.
wow.
That's like, why when people take it you. So like, take life so like neutrally, I'm just like, dude, it's not just like life. It's like, you're experiencing so many good things, like blessings all around you and
right, so many miracles. Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember Henshu said something along the lines of, don't ever be scared to ask God for a miracle, because what is a miracle in the eyes of creation? You know, like, the fact that we're even here is a miracle, you know what I mean? The fact that we're all existing at the same time is a miracle. So, like, what is whatever you want, you know what I mean, compared to everything that God has already done and is currently doing, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
don't be scared to ask for better, for, you know, healthier, for more alignment, for all that. Because, come yes. on, we deserve it.
Yes. So, what do you feel like right now is your purpose?
Right now, I feel like my purpose is... I feel like a few different things. One, to help myself so that I could actually help people. You know, I feel like for a long time we heard the saying like, you know, you gotta heal before you can do other stuff or show up for other people and turn around. And of course that always made sense. But when you really have to work on that and had, you know, God forced you to kind of go through that, you understand that like, it's not that people needing you is a burden. It's the fact that you're not showing up for yourself is now becoming a burden, you know?
Yes.
So I feel like me helping myself so I can help other people is definitely a big theme and a big part of my purpose at the moment. I feel like, yeah, bringing plant medicine even more to the front, you know? It's like I've been working on my physical health for so long. We're going on like 7 years at this point. And mm-hmm. so... you know, it's just a lot of knowledge and a lot of trial and error that I've gone through. So I feel like I'm really excited to like share that with people, you know, just a lot of advice and a lot of wisdom, you know, about mm-hmm. how they can start with a really solid foundation, you know, and kind of move however they want, depending on their goals, you know, for their well-being. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you kind of have this overall general knowledge, you know, I think that'd be really helpful for everyone. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, just a lot of expressing in different ways. You know, we have a lot of different creations coming up and nothing that's solidified yet, of course, but, you know, I have a few different, like, ebooks that I'm writing.
Oh.
And, yeah, a lot more of just content creation coming up for sure, so.
Oh, I'm gonna need some tips on ebook writing because I've always wanted to create one. But I do have a question. One last thing about how do you mix? So I know you're a smoker of the trees. What kind of things do you mix with your tree? Do you mix any
herbs or other things? There's a few different things with that. For a long time, I would put, there's a few, been multiple herbs, let's just say that I've tried. I'll give like my individual opinion on, you know, each of them that I can. So lavender mixed with tree was really nice. It was very relaxing. I feel like that was a very like sleepy time combo, you know? Maybe even a time if you're experiencing like restless energy, you know, or maybe some overthinking, you know, you're just experiencing a little anxiety or maybe just emotions that are just weighing heavy on you, you know what I mean? That was like a great combination for that. Then we have rose and tree. That one was definitely giving like aphrodisiac for sure. Like, because rose is already a natural aphrodisiac and I feel like tree is too. Like, I don't know if other people, you know, I feel like that may be an individual experience, of course, but I feel like a lot of people have, you know, said that about tree being very stimulating in that way. So when you kind of combine the two, it definitely gives like heightened libido for sure. But I feel I'm very like confident, beautiful, like chill vibes when I add rose to the tree. So that's one too. I've added mullein leaf. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. Yeah. Yes. That was amazing. Especially because, you know, when you're smoking, of course, you're putting your lungs not at jeopardy, but in a compromised state, you know, because you are putting smoke in there, of course. But when you're adding herbs such as mullein leaf that are known to protect the, you know, integrity of your lungs and protect the blood vessels in there and help get rid of any toxins and things that are in your lungs, and it usually is smoked to consume, you know, it I feel like it helps balance out, you know, it's like counteract you can smoke and not like damage your body any more than, you know, you and might be.
Where do you get these herbs at?
I'll go up real quick.
Where do you get these herbs at, online or do you get them in locally?
I've had both. Okay. So sometimes when I'm buying in bulk, it's a lot easier to get online for like a really good price, you know. But a lot of local shops that I've been to have like herbs and things, and they're very affordable, of course. So I'll always like get those like, you know, very quickly. And if anything, those I probably use more for like smoking with the tree, versus like the bulk being more for like teas and tinctures and food and like other forms of like plant medicine and things. So
I'm gonna get back into it soon. Right now, I feel like during the summertime, I'm gonna get back into the herbals and all that.
Yeah, like, of course, I know. Let me know for sure.
I
was thinking with the smoking and the tree. Oh, my relationship with tobacco has actually kind of grown in a way because of my ancestors. So like I don't demonize tobacco like I used to.
Yeah.
I realized that before, you know, they add all the bullshit into it with like tobacco products. Tobacco itself is actually like a very natural preservative, and like it's used for crops and to help the soil and things. Like it's very actually like nutritious plant in those manners, you know, for the earth and things. And our ancestors and stuff used to use it in very like sacred ways and things. And when the tobacco isn't filled with all the extra toxic chemicals and things, it actually can be rather beneficial for like healing your physical body. I don't know if many people are familiar with the plant medicine called rape, but it's like, it's a form of like tobacco medicine. And like you, I don't know the full process, of course. I've done it before, but I don't know how it's made in things, but it's some form of crushed tobacco and they make it into like a form of a powder. And then it's kind of like a sinus cleanse in a way. Like they you like sniff it up your nose, but there's no like effect, of course. It's not obviously like a drug or anything. It's literally just tobacco, but you sniff up your nose and then it like helps you literally like expel any mucus and like anything energetically, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be like an energetic detox purge, a physical like detox and purge and things. So yeah, very interesting. But yeah, tobacco's been a nice way to also like implement my ancestors and some deeper healing. So
that's so awesome. We love the trees over here. We are tree conscious over here, and we're gonna continue using them literally while I break up some tree currently.
Because
I'm gonna have my medical use after this podcast. But yeah, is there anything else you want to tell the people about any updates on you, what's coming, or just you want to leave them with?
Yeah, I feel like at the end of the day, I definitely shared all the stuff that's coming up as far as creations and things and collabs. You guys could definitely catch me on TikTok Live coming soon. I'm going to be doing that a lot more often because I think it's probably one of the easiest ways, you know, to be able to like talk with people about all kinds of different things, you know, on just the fly. So that'll be something. But yeah, I just want everyone to, you know, remember like plant medicine, so good for you, so sacred. If you guys need more information, you can definitely reach out. You know, make sure you're not being a liability to your relationships. Just allow yourself to grow too, you know. It's gonna be natural that you change and you evolve, and maybe you outgrow people and maybe they outgrow you, and that's fine, you know what I mean? And yeah, I hope you guys can just have some grace and compassion for yourself and remember all life is sacred, and you know, just value all the experiences you end up having, even if you don't end up talking with people anymore, because you know, it's still a beautiful gift that you're able to, you know, meet these people in your lifetime. And yeah, just keep doing right by yourselves, and you know, keep being healthy for sure.
Just keep doing what you're doing, like Bryson Tiller says. We love that song recently. But yeah, you guys, just have a good day. If you're listening to this, we're sending you love.
Yes, have a good day.
And we might have a part two in the near future. If there's something we want to talk about, you're open to coming on whenever you want to. And yeah. Well, bye, you guys. We love you. Give them your Instagram and your podcast name.
Oh, yeah. My podcast name is Mental Adventures with Indigo. So it's on Spotify right now, and we're working to get it obviously on Apple and any other things, and YouTube is definitely one place you can catch it as well.
There you go, you guys. Go check it out. Bye, you guys.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye.